Identifying the replication in a factorial design. I keep talking about how important replication is. And so, I want you to be really good at, because say this were going to come up maybe on the exam next week. Just saying. You need to be able to look into a factorial design and think about what part of that factorial design is the replication of the earlier results. There's really only two cases. I love it when the list is only too long. So my original study compared PCs and Macs on graphical software. All graphical software. Graphical software was a procedural constant. We good? In the follow-up study, I made what was previously my procedural constant of graphical software my second independent variable. People were randomly assigned to whether they had, or computers were randomly assigned to whether we ran graphical or computing software. Now the question is, where do I look here to decide if that study replicated? Because there's three comparisons of PCs and Macs here. Let me try and say it in a way that gives it away. Aggregated across graphical and computing software, specific to computing software, or specific to graphical software. Which one of those three is the best mimic of that? Well, it's fairly obvious when you say it that way. We don't really care about this because that isn't what we were checking. We don't really care about this because this isn't. That is the closest replication to the previous study. How are we doing? Now, contrast that with this. The original study comparing PCs and Macs used a mix of networked and standalone computers. Hell, we didn't even know there were two different kinds in the room. We just had PCs and Macs, and we had people using, I think it was all statistical software. And later we found out, oh, by the way, some of those are running from the desktop, and some of those are running from the server, and the ones from the server tend to glitch up, take too long, be a pain in the ass. So I decide to rerun the study, paying attention to, for each computer, whether it was networked or standalone, and making that a second independent variable. Notice, it wasn't a constant here. It was a mess here, probably a procedural confound. But now we have these data, and the question is, what's the closest to a replication of the previous study? The original study used computers that were a mix of networked and standalone. These are just networked. These are just standalone. The marginal means are a mix of networked and standalone. And therefore, the marginal means are the better place to look to test for replication. You have to watch how far you push that. Okay? Because if you have, let's say, let me check, because sometimes I have another slide. Nope. So let's say that you run a study. You run a study. And you have, and in this study, you have grade school children. And somebody else ran a study where they have first, second, third, and fourth graders. It's tempting to equate this with that. And that's the best you can do. But we've left off kindergartners and fifth graders. And in some school districts, sixth graders, depending on how they set it up. And so you have to remember that whenever you're doing generalizability tests, you have to stop and consider the external validity elements of the design to decide whether you will check for replication or not. And we'll talk about this again on Friday, and we're going to talk about it very carefully on Monday because it's part of the exam. Every question after the first analysis that you do will be, did these results replicate earlier results? And before you look at the results to see if the results look like the earlier results, you have to look at the two studies and consider measurement and external validity. Are they comparable before you ask if they are comparable?